You might hear a lawnmower in the background right now. That's because even though it's been completely silent all morning, the moment I turn on the microphone, somebody turned on the lawnmower. But that's the way life is. And I can't sit around waiting for the gardener to finish. I need to record when I'm ready to record. And it's been a while since I did one of these What I Want to Talk About episodes. Been focusing more on Pants in the Chair lately, which is a good thing because it means I've been writing more. But I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I've been struggling with recently, which is energy and willpower. Both of these are resources that run out. There's no unlimited source of energy. There's no unlimited source of willpower. And sometimes you set up your day. Well, I shouldn't say you. Let's really get deep here. Sometimes I set up my day in a way that saps my energy and or my willpower before I get around to the things that are important. Now, of course, in everybody's life, you can make an argument for everything being important, but really, laundry is far less important than putting out content, at least for me. Not because I don't like having clean clothes, but because I can do laundry when I have very little willpower and I have very little energy. Because I'm not actually rubbing the clothes against rocks, you know, just putting them into a machine. The machine's doing the work. So what's important for me to remember, especially when I'm juggling as many things as I am right now, which I love. I love juggling a lot of things because it allows me to jump to something when I have an idea and then not have to worry about that taking over my life. I'll get back to that idea in a second. The thing about the days and the structure of the days. If I set up things where I do laundry early in the morning and then I do all of the other small things that are important but are not important in pushing my life forward in creative ways especially, I can sap myself of that energy and that willpower before I have time to actually sit down and tackle those creative things, which require a tremendous amount of willpower and a tremendous amount of energy because they're focused and they're things that I'm pushing myself to boundaries. I'm pushing myself up against something. Laundry is not pushing me against a boundary other than, like everybody else, I don't want to do it. So I have to remember that, and I try to, but I fail often, to do the important things first. The important things being the creative things for me. One way I have to fess up that I have been guilty of doing this wrong is I have my morning routine, which is very good. I don't look at my phone for the first hour that I'm awake. And then I check email, which is fine. I don't have to deal with email then, but I check it. And then what I don't mean to do this, but I end up doing this, is when after I finish checking the email, I'm holding the iPad. I look at my email in the morning on my iPad. I end up playing a tower defense game. It's a Bloons, if you've ever heard of Bloons. Bloons. And it's an app that I put on there that, you know, it's a nice little thing I can dip into here and there when I, you know, I just want a little game, a little recreation. I don't do a lot of things recreationally anymore because I'm always trying to create something. So having little things like that, games and stuff like that, are important for, you know, 5-10 minutes. But the problem is, in the morning, I'm lazy because I've just gotten up and I'm laying on my bed, I'm holding the iPad, I start playing this game, and then an hour goes by. Sometimes more. You know, if I'm listening to a podcast while I do it, I could be sitting there until that podcast episode is over. And if it's an episode of Joe Rogan, my whole morning's gone. And that little game, that little tower defense game, saps energy and it saps willpower. And it makes it really hard. Not only is it hard to put it down because it's addictive, because it's hard, it's a difficult game. So I want to beat it. I want to beat each level. So I get determined to not put the device down until I beat the level that I'm on. But then when I'm done, it makes it really hard to jump into something. It makes it really hard even to do what I'm doing right now, which is, from a logistic point of view, very easy to just come over, turn on a microphone, and talk. But when your willpower is sapped, even that seems difficult. Okay, now let's get back to that idea that I mentioned before that I would come back to, which is the idea of juggling multiple projects. If you go back and listen to episode 42 of Random Badassery, which is the artist profile that we did on the Coen brothers, which I believe was the last artist profile that we did, one of the things that they talk about, wow, I said that, that's so funny. I said they is me and Lamb. It's been so long that it's like a third person. One of the things that we talk about in that episode is how the Coen brothers basically work on projects in notebooks or folders. And when they have an idea for a project, we'll say they have project A, B, C, D, and E all running, none of them finished. When they have an idea, or they're really interested in idea A, maybe it's a Western, so they're really into Westerns at that time, they'll pull that out and they'll work on that one as long as they can. But then when it feels that they're no longer into that, they're no longer in that vein, and now maybe they have suddenly an idea for C, Project C, which is a sex comedy. So now they just work on sex comedy. So what they do is they just continually work on those projects, grabbing from one to the other, jumping as they have ideas for each of them until one of them feels complete or at the point where they feel they can pull it down and go, we can complete this now. There's enough here. And that idea has probably stuck in my head in all the time since we did that episode. And it's something that I've been working on a lot recently. It takes pressure off of when you have one project and you say, I'm not going to work on anything but this one project. You put so much pressure on that project that sometimes you crush it. And of course, that plays into the willpower and the energy thing. When willpower and energy are running low, you can still jump into something when you have multiple options. That sounds interesting to me. You feel like you're doing something on a whim. You almost feel like you're not working because you're just kind of, you know, well, I'm being spontaneous. And so it requires a little bit less willpower and a little bit less energy. So that's what I've been working on recently, is learning to jump between the projects and let themselves finish themselves. That's a lot of the use of the word themselves right there. Letting them finish in their own time. And I think that this podcast on Patreon, as well as my podcasts for Random Badassery, allow me to continually put out things into the world on short-term basis so that I don't feel like I'm the guy that's been working on one thing that talks about, like, for example, my novel. If all I was working on was my novel, then it would look like I'm not being creative. People would probably think I was full of shit. He's been working on his novel, but we haven't seen the novel. He doesn't put anything out. It looks like it's just a story that you tell, you know, like Snuffleupagus or somebody's imaginary girlfriend. It's easier to have things in the back, but there's many projects that I'm working on that nobody knows anything about, and they don't need to, because every week they get 2 to 3 episodes of Random Badassery, and they get 2 posts on Patreon, plus anything else that I happen to put out. So I have these short-term things where I feel like, okay, we'll call that treading water. I'm making stuff and putting it out there. But then there's the long-term things like books and things like that that are momentum beyond where I am now. And I can work on those as well. So that's another recommendation I can give. This is a really meandering episode, I guess, but that's the way they'll be sometimes. I can recommend having short-term projects that make you put things out consistently and then use that as a way to work on long-term projects. You know, you could do short little posts, maybe a paragraph, two paragraphs of thought once or twice a week while you're working on a movie script or something that nobody can see, something non-tangible. And especially in the world of Instagram, where Instagram is kind of like the king of social media right now, and Instagram is all show and very little tell. And so maybe you're a doodler. You know, you can put out doodles a couple times a week while you're working on a painting that's going to take a long time. All these little things. But the main reason to do this is not for other people. It's for yourself. So that when you're working on the short-term stuff, it gives you the momentum to still feel like a creative person. When you're working on something that nobody sees, a long-term project, and you're running low on energy or you're running low on willpower, you start to feel like you're not a creative person. You start to ask yourself, am I any good at this? Maybe I suck at this. Maybe I'm just dreaming. But if you can still put out the short-term stuff, it gives you just enough energy, you know, little jolts. Maybe it doesn't give you the energy that we're talking about to do something or the willpower to do something, but it does give you at least that feeling of, no, I am a creative person because I'm doing this. And when my novel gets difficult, I can always say, I'm a podcaster. And maybe this novel is beyond me. Maybe I won't be able to finish it, which I can feel that way some days, but I'm still a podcaster. I'm still doing this. I still know things about writing. I can still share what I know about writing. So that's just kind of, you know, what an episode of What I Want to Talk About is like. This is the stuff that I wanted to talk about. And I don't come into these things with anything pre-scripted, as you can probably tell, because my senses go all over the place. My mouth is a little bit dry right now, so I'm going to leave in a second. But my two pieces of advice for today, for being creative in general, is to try to do the important stuff first in your day. Don't sap out your energy on the small things. And then work short-term and long-term and juggle. You know, be able to jump between projects, have your short-term project and your long-term projects, and jump between the long-term projects as you're inspired. You know, sometimes you need to push yourself as well. Don't wait just for inspiration, because that almost never comes. But as you have ideas for them, push yourself in that direction for a little while, but then have the short-term project as well to keep you going, to keep you motivated, to keep your self-esteem in place. Okay, talk to you guys soon.